Walk out from undercover policing inquiry. A Socialist Party press release on the 21st of March. Socialist Party activists were among around 200 core participants who walked out of the undercover policing inquiry. Speaking on behalf of the 200, Philippa Kaufman said, "Our clients are not prepared to participate in a process where their presence is mere window dressing, lacking all substance and meaning, which would achieve nothing other than to lend the process a legitimacy it does not have." She explained that we had collectively expressed a view, therefore, that you should recuse yourself from the inquiry, or that you ensure that you sit as a true panel, bringing on board others who well understand the critical issues that shape and frame this inquiry. Dave Nellist, Socialist Party member and previously a Labour MP, 1983-1992, explained why he took part in the walkout. "The government was forced to establish this inquiry as a result of public pressure following growing exposures of police spying, including against an elected socialist MP like myself, trade unionists, women activists, anti-racist activists and many more. We welcomed its establishment, but warned there was a danger it would be a cover-up. To be effective, it would have to give the cover name of every police spy, but also look at who gave the orders and the role of government itself. Instead, we have faced a situation that there has been virtually no information revealed about the cover names of police spies, and no real explanation given why not." Lois Austin, Socialist Party member and a core participant from Youth Against Racism in Europe, added, "Mitting seems to be behaving as if we were the guilty parties. Yet we were guilty of nothing other than leading a mass, democratic anti-racist youth movement. For that we suffered, being spied on by the police. For an inquiry to do its job, it would have to demand the police reveal who spied on us, when, and why. Nor should it remain in the past. We do not accept that infiltration, as the Metropolitan Police have implied, no longer occurs. Surveillance of peaceful protesters has increased dramatically in the recent period. We demand to know what today's spies are doing." Hannah Sell, Socialist Party Deputy General Secretary and a core participant from Youth Against Racism in Europe, added, "We hope today's walkout will force a change in the character of the inquiry. Even if this is the case, it is clear that the capitalist establishment will continue to work to prevent us getting the real story. That is why the labor and trade union movement should organize its own independent inquiry, made up of representatives from the trade union movement and the anti-racist and environmental protest groups that have suffered infiltration."